Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today is the birthday of the Mother of God. Today is the birthday of the Mother of God. We celebrate this day, the Mother of Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at the first reading today from Prophet Micah, chapter 5. Verses 1 to 4. The Lord says, "You Bethlehem Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has borne. And the rest of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord, his God. And they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace." Brothers and sisters, let me just pause there for a moment. You can get kind of tied up in who is the son of who and who is this, but the whole gist of it is they were bringing things into the time of Jesus Christ. Now, this is her birthday, so this would be before the birthday of Jesus. But they saw something in her and loved her. The Blessed Mother, you know, is one of the most powerful people to go when you're in difficulty, when you need help, when you hope for help, when you think that you're in a despairing situation or frightening situation, go to Blessed Mother. Of course, go to Jesus, but he loves it too when you ask his mother. Oh, brothers and sisters, there's so much good waiting for us in the heavens, so much waiting for us. We'll never be worthy of it, but acceptable in Christ simply means when you do fail, confess it, receive absolution, and you're free. Look how God took care of that. Please, brothers and sisters, the generosity of God is beyond price, way beyond price. Take advantage of what God has provided for us. And then we take a look at Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 to 30. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he glorified. Look what God has in store for us. You can say, "I love God," but do you follow him? Do you ask forgiveness when you fail? Please, the humility that you need for that, God will give you. And he is so blessed by your humility. That's how our mother was, Mary. Humble, simple. God gave her great things to do for the kingdom of God. But she was simple and humble and totally trusted God. That's what we need to do. Of course, we need people around us sometimes who can perhaps interpret or understand what God seems to have shown you. That's always good. Always good to ask someone else and not just rely on yourself. But brothers and sisters, God wants to lead you safely home to him more than anything else. That's what God wants. Let us cooperate more with it. Where we failed, ask forgiveness. go to confession. Receive Holy Communion, the communion that strengthens you for the journey. That's what I'm trying to give you, is food for the journey. We're all on that journey, every one of us. So come aboard. We won't go very fast, but we'll go steadfastly on the way. Now we take a look at Psalm 13. With delight, I rejoice in the Lord. Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. Let me sing of the Lord. He has been good to me. He has been good to me. Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God. Alleluia. Think of that. We're part of a family. Even if our parents have died or relatives have died, we're part of the heavenly family with Jesus Christ, with his mother, with God the Father. That's what we'll be. Brothers and sisters, let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's rejoice in what he did for us. Let's enjoy. And even though that means that we need to give our lives more to God, as you do, you know what happens? You really grow happier. There's sometimes plugs that come in and things we trip over and make mistakes, but you'll know a growing happiness when you follow the Lord. Follow his teaching. You don't have to do it all at once. Just read, and what applies could apply to you. Ask God for grace and do it very slowly, one at a time. I remember some man coming to me one time. He said, "Oh, I really want to be good. And I really want to be holy. So I get up at 4 in the morning and I pray these prayers. And then I read this book. And then I get ready for work. And on my way to work, I put the video or the tape in and I listen to God's word. And then when I get to work, I pray a little bit before I start. And then," and he goes on and on this way. That's, I know he was trying his best to follow the Lord. But remember what I've told you before. Give God, if you're especially in difficult work, give God 10 minutes in the morning and tell him that you love him. Ask him to protect you during the day and stand by you. And then when you come home from work, take a little time to read the scriptures for the day, and then tell the Lord you love him. You thank him for the day. And if it was difficult, Lord, thank you for getting me through that day. And please now, Lord, will you give me wisdom how to solve the difficulty? Just turn to the Lord first and every time. You'll be surprised sometimes what God will do for you. Doesn't mean everything is going to go your way, but you'll be amazed at what God will do if we really turn to him. Not just, "Oh God, help me," and then you run. No. At least give God 5 minutes on your way to work. At least whatever you can, God will hear you. Brothers and sisters, we so love him. We so love him. And we take a look now at the gospel. I'm reading the section 18 to 23. 18 to 23. Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 23. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention. When behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Can you imagine what a time that must have been for our mother in heaven? How difficult that time would have been, not understanding fully and not being able to really communicate with Joseph. Brothers and sisters, God provides. Joseph took her into his home, and he became Jesus' earthly father. She trusted God more than she trusted men. And isn't that what we're called to do? Put God first in our hearts. If you don't know the word clearly, don't just say, oh yeah, I should obey this or do this. No, don't do that. Just start at the beginning and read each of the four Gospels, maybe for 15 minutes a day. Just read until you've read all four Gospels. See what are the similarities. See what are some of the differences. Not they're against one another, not at all. But they emphasize different things. Open your heart. Because God wants you to know him, to love him, to serve him, and I love to say it, and to be with him forever in heaven. In one way, I can't wait for it. In another way, I'm nervous. There are moments of fear. But brothers and sisters, people you love have gone before you. And if you're faithful to God, you will see them again. Think of that. But nothing will be like seeing Jesus, seeing the Father, seeing the Son, seeing the Holy Spirit. That's coming for you and for me if we follow him now and be immersed in doing his will in this world, that we might be with him forever in the next. My goodness, just sitting here as I close this program, I think I'm getting a little excited. But at the same time, right now, I don't want to leave my friends. I want to be with them. But whoever goes first will see one another in heaven, and how blessed we will be, and how blessed you will be. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.